This is the security meeting, committee meeting. I'm Linda Butler, our new sergeant.
Brandon Arena.
How do you say your last name, Brandon?
Brandon Arena.
Arena is here. Travis is here. Travis Bohannon and Amelia. And the meeting is, this is May 1st, 2025, and it's 10 a.m. So we don't have a long meeting or a big meeting, but since Brandon is new.
So there's no public.
Call to order and comments from the public, which we don't have. So the third number, item three, is on hiring of a new sergeant. I just wanted to say welcome.
Thank you.
And I know you were here before, and you moved to Louisiana, and now you're back, and we're happy to have you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to have some questions, and it's a little sketchy right now because we're not exactly sure of the line of reporting.
Okay.
But for the time being anyways, if you can come to the security meeting, and also if there's anything that you want, and security and the board meeting.
Okay.
Those two things. And if there's any issues that you want to bring to our attention, the security meeting will be the first place, and then the board will be the second place. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Are you happy to be back?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Great. So, you've seen, I suspect, in your job description, et cetera, that we do like to have this couple of reports. And is that... is that something that you used to do also, or?
Incident reports mainly, when
okay.
I was one of the patrol officers.
Okay.
But when I seen the pretty much the description of the kind of incidents of like notes reports per se, it's nothing I'm not used to coming
okay.
from corrections.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then the other thing that we really like, and you did a great job of for the security meeting, for this meeting, is the incidents of note. Your descriptions and all the rest of that is just exactly what we need to hear.
Perfect.
So, and we do have a column now in the pipeline and that goes on our website called The Good News.
Mm-hmm.
So when your guys do something really great, you know, or even just good, we like to see that in the incidents report, and we'll use it in our little section called The Good News.
Okay.
So don't be afraid to let us know when somebody's done something really great.
Yeah, no problem.
So the thing that I feel is a little lacking right now is, at least for me, and I'm not sure if it's not also true for the rest of the board, is that I'm not really sure exactly what's happened and where we are with the hiring of part-time personnel and how many we have left and who's doing what. And so basically what, and you, like I said, you don't have to do it now because this is just conversation in here, but how many people we have all together for everything? How many
okay.
eight people divided up, eight people and patrol people?
Gotcha.
How many of those people are part-time?
I could tell you right now, we have the department itself, we have 11 full-time officers and 10 part-time officers.
11 full-time. And 10 part-time?
Yes, ma'am.
And does that cover the 24/7?
Yes, ma'am. Especially, it covers for the gates, but pending, like, the patrol operations-wise, we would have one shift that every once in a while would be vacant. However, I spoke with the union, and we got it written to the MOU to go to 12s for the CSO position. So I'm going to be implementing that by the 1st of June.
What is it called again? I'm sorry.
We're going to go to 12-hour shifts. It's a rotating weekend shift. You would have the patrol officers would have every other weekend off.
So that's just for patrol, not for gates.
Yeah, because the patrol officers, they went to vote about it, and they all were in agreement that that would be actually good because it's also fair, and it creates a lot of morale because they're going to be at home essentially with their family. Yes, on every other weekend. And it also provides better coverage as well. So when we do have those empty slots, it's not going to be so much of those empty slots
okay.
coming across the schedule.
Okay. There was something else that I think I brought it up to Mark. And this 12-hour shift is something that is, that I don't think we've considered before. And your patrol officers are in favor of it, so that's really good. The other thing I have thought of is that we have certain periods of time, not too many lately, but certain shifts that I would love to see two people on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's some way that we can work with the compliance officers at RMA so that, you know, during the middle of the afternoon when it's not so bad, we could have, they could take care of it, and then we would be able to double up a little bit here and there. The biggest problem, and that may not work, you know, I don't know if it was just an idea, but the biggest problem that I see is that we are, every summer, and it's already almost there, we have a problem around the reservoirs, mm-hmm. and along the river. And it's really hard for one patrol person to be able to respond to all of that stuff going on, and to also, you know, do the rest of their responsibilities.
Right.
And I've said this a lot, and it's those reservoirs are everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't care for them, then we are putting our water supply in jeopardy. And the kids don't get that, and some of the adults don't get it either. But
right.
Having more patrol officers visible at certain times, I think, could be helpful, but I don't know how you work that out. I just wanted to throw that into the mix. Are the part-time people, how can I ask this? Well, maybe just in general, are you feeling, now that you're here, comfortable with the staff that you have?
For the most part, yes, because I've been able, with the transition of me becoming the administrative sergeant, Mr. Labrador went back to the gates, mm-hmm. so it kind of took away a few days to where we don't have to even really use part-timers, and we got our full-timers going there. The only time that I'm really using the part-timers, I want to say, is maybe for two shifts on a weekend, mm-hmm. and also when they go on our full-timers go on to vacation, so it's not as much. We're getting more of the full-timers' hours out there.
Okay. Well, that's really good. Okay, is there something else I'm trying to think? Those actually were the things that I was concerned about, and that I know the community has been pretty concerned about, mm-hmm. How we were doing things.
Yeah.
And the answer to them.
Yeah, and for the most part, like as of right, well, I want to say starting 2 days ago, one of the part-timers we're actually training, and I have her with Mr. Labrador, so I'm making sure that somebody that's been here with, you know, seniority wise is, you know, implementing all of their good traits into that person and try to actually mold a good officer at that gates, one that the community would be looking for.
Right. I was talking in the communication meeting earlier, and one of the things that I suggested that we try to do is, and I've already asked RMA for this, is for them to give us the list of CCNR rules, mm-hmm. that have been implemented in the last 5 years, something that's changed. And the one obvious one is the boat thing. No outside boats in the gate. Even if the resident says they can come, no outside boats.
Right.
So I think there are a lot of residents who haven't paid attention to new rules, or if they have paid attention to it, they said fly over it. And so I was hoping to be able to get a list from RMA so that we can bring people up to speed, and then we can tell the residents what their responsibilities are. So, and that would be part of your staff getting training in that way also.
Right.
To try and have the residents understand that maybe what they thought was going to happen or what they thought they should do is not really the way we handle it at this point. And I know everybody's worried about, you know, getting people through the gate and all that, but I think one of the things that gay people can do that that might help, two things. One is, good morning, how are you? How can I help you? And then the second thing is, I'm sorry you've had to wait, but we have certain things that we have to go through, and so let's get started, you know, and then thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, just little things like that that I thought about, and maybe is already being addressed, but I think trying to inform the community of what the actual CCNR say is where I want to go at this point, too.
Right.
So that they don't have any reason to question, they pay attention. If you can bring this to the board meeting, that would be great. We'll let you make a little report on along the stuff that you put in here already, but also on, you know, on being here and what your plans are for the department.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. I'm from Travis. There's nobody here other than us, and so I don't have any other comments to make.
Did you want him to give the report and talk about, over his report real quick?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm. I looked at this. Most of the things that are large numbers have always been large numbers. Mm-hmm. The speeding and the stop signs, which really don't do too bad. Well, anyways, do you have any comments that you want to make on what you're seeing here?
Really, it's just it looks like it's business as usual. Mm-hmm. The officers are doing what they can to enforce the current CCNRs and rules of the community. They're pumping out the tickets as they need be when they see the violations occur. Mm-hmm. And I do get emails every now and then of the recorded violations, such as like stop signs and stuff. So there's been a good communication with that on that part. As far as the citations go, that's, like I said, business as usual. I've also implemented which is, it's not going to be in your guys' paperwork or anything, but I sent out a mass email to all employees to do a daily shift tour of duty report to me. So by that meaning, it keeps an open communication between me and my officers when I'm not here. So from the night shift on to the swing shift and the day shifts, they've sent me reports of anything that happened over the night, whether it be an incident of note or just what they did around in the gate.
Mm-hmm.
General housekeeping, stamping passes, and it kind of lets me see who these persons are when I'm not here.
Yeah, so you have instituted a requirement.
Yes.
A daily. Sounds good to me. And then, as I said before, your incidents of note were excellent. They were complete, and I'm looking forward to you bringing that to the board meeting on Wednesday, the, what is it, 21st? 20th? Do you remember me?
I'll say it again.
The board meeting, is it the 20th or
21st? I want to say it's the 21st.
Okay.
And you know what else I noticed about the incidents of note, if I may?
Uh-huh.
Look at how fast the sheriff's department is getting out of here all of a sudden. Like, okay, Tuesday, April 22nd, 4:15, Officer Woodard arrived. I'm sorry. Let's look at the one Friday, April 25th.
Oh, okay.
Woodard got there at 6:50. At 6:56, the CHP arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's never happened.
I think with that incident right there, from what the way I interpret it is, the CHP was already aware of that rollover that occurred, so they had probably already, before we had called them, were already en route.
Oh, I was like, what are they? Are they already in the neighborhood? Because it's usually been like 45 minutes to an hour for them to get here. So I thought that perhaps they had like really stepped up.
We did have a shift, a change with the SEC
Sheriffs.
Sheriffs, yeah. And basically that is that they moved the boundaries over in Rancho Cordova so that they are closer to us.
Yeah.
Reporting wise, so that we'll get here faster.
Yeah.
And it's just that people have to remember and recognize that you're really only going to come for big bad things.
Yeah.
So, but at least they're closer yeah. when we do have a big bad thing. I'm delighted. We're all going to be delighted. So thank you so much for coming.
And no problem.
Appreciate it. Our new sergeant.
Yay.
Director and staff comments done. Adjournment. Okay. It's 10:15.